gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
It's your boy Mad Skills. I had a great year. I got nominated for a Grammy this year. Best spoken word poetry album. Yeah,
the seven number ones.
Your boy Mad Skills, just to wrap up. Let's go, come on. I've been gone for a minute, now I'm back with the wrap up. Crazy ass year, so you know I'm about to act up. And it starts right now. It's about to go down. Awesome! Take us to the A. The homie went crazy on that Super Bowl stage, ayy. And that song was a bop. Then y'all came for Jermaine and his lollipop socks.
Yo. Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
Oh, it's your boy L.
She over there doodling or something.
I'm not doodling. It's over. I'm just writing down what I need to write down.
This is probably DJ High Star's highlight because he's been wanting us to talk about our last year for a month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you remember that?
What?
I say you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome. But Monday. Yeah, this will be the last episode of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Merry New Year's.
And then we open the new year with a top five list.
This episode, yep. Yeah, that's Mad Skills. Did we go by Mad Skills or just Skills now? Skills.
Skills, yeah.
That's his 2024 wrap up. Mm-hmm. Uncle Murder, he ain't did his yet.
He'll drop it next week. He'll drop it in a couple of days, probably.
He better.
Today, probably.
I don't like the fact that he stole, what you call it, Idea and Thunder.
He stole it, but he did switch it up a little. His was more ratchet.
Yeah, yeah, more negative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Skills is just more telling you what happened with a little comedy.
Yeah, Uncle Murder is almost all comedy and...
some wrong information.
A whole bunch of disrespect.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of disrespect. A lot of disrespect. We don't got no emails, so I guess we'll. Yeah, we don't got no emails this week, y'all.
Hey, man, they ain't doing their shit, man.
Or maybe we ain't doing our shit. Maybe we didn't talk. We weren't compelling enough for them to email us. So.
You're right, you're right. You was trash last week.
Wow.
This nigga coming out firing. Don't worry. When we return fire, it's going to be what do they call it? President Bush, he had a thing he called shock and awe.
Okay.
So just be ready.
Look at the brains on bread.
Okay. All right. Guru. So High Star asked in one of his previous emails, something you were proud of yourself for in the year 2024. Start with you first since you got so much to goddamn say.
Something I was proud of.
Of yourself.
Of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want the ratchet one?
We want
it. Or y'all want the you know, politically right.
The ratchet one.
The ratchet
one. What you would consider ratchet.
I'm glad I ain't had to hurt nobody this year.
When have you ever had to hurt somebody?
You know.
Okay.
Or what else? What's the other one?
The positive one is I'm glad that, let's say, I managed money a little bit better this year.
Okay. You only bought four gadgets instead of 10 gadgets.
I'm glad you used the word gadgets.
Oh, you thought I was going to... probably that, too. Probably that, too. I didn't think about who I was talking to.
Yeah. yeah, that's one of my... Okay. I'm just... Oh, maybe I made a little bit more. Nah, you know what? I was holding on to it a little bit tighter.
The money?
Yeah. You know, when that paycheck hit, I didn't blow it. I tried to stretch it to the next paycheck.
That's what's up. Way to go. Good for you.
Yeah.
And your money management skills. Corey saying... What is something you proud of yourself about in 2024?
And not losing my shit.
Mm.
Seriously.
Stay sane.
Yes. Wonderful. Kept my peace.
You kept your peace?
I kept my peace. Mm. Anybody that wasn't giving me peace, cut off.
Cut them off?
Cut off.
Mm.
Okay.
I was really about my peace this year.
Who had that song, Ain't Nothing to Cut That Bitch Off?
Oh.
Who was that?
Ain't Nothing to Cut That Bitch Off.
It was
It wasn't Future?
Rich Homie Quan?
Maybe so. One of them. I thought that was Future. Maybe it was Rich Homie. Anyway.
Yeah. Send us an email.
My thing I'm most proud of. I don't really a lot of the stuff that I do, whatever, I just be feeling like you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I think it's your results later. You look back and be like, you know what? I'm glad I didn't, you know, go out as much. I'm glad I, you know, stayed a homebody.
I don't.
No?
Nah. Going out, that ain't even those things.
Nah, that was just an example.
Example, yeah, true, example. True. I'm trying to think. I guess I didn't quit doing this show.
Yeah.
Did you feel like quitting?
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Thank you for not quitting.
Thank y'all for helping me not quit. Thank you for being my enablers. And I'm getting another hit right now of this heroin. It's like chasing a dragon. There you go. So yeah, there you go, DJ High Stars. Things we have been proud of ourselves.
Yeah,
Stuff.
Send us yours, man.
Send us yours, nigga.
Send us yours.
That nigga asked that shit like three times in a row.
Thanks.
Now you
got to
tell us yours.
Before Thanksgiving.
The 40-year ends.
It was December 2nd.
Yeah.
Something like that. Now I'm not sure, but it was definitely the beginning of December.
Yeah, nigga, we got time.
Push this along.
So yeah, so it's the end of the year. And every year, social media does some of the work for us. By putting out that calendar list.
Yeah.
And it's mainly only black mess. Because it's not really a lot of, like, real news, like, stuff like the war in, you know, Gaza, Palestine, or stuff like that. It's always, like,
ratchet
stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we're here for the ratchet, too.
Yeah, yeah. He just texted me, are y'all recording now?
Tell him send it. Send it For Wednesday's show.
If he send it in before.
Tell him right now. We could always go back.
Yeah.
So the list, the calendar for this year, mm-hmm. In January, y'all got the picture right.
Yep.
Who's the guy with the mask on?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
I don't recognize him.
Me neither. I was going to ask you the same thing.
I don't know. That ain't John Lee Malvo, is it? It looks like John Lee Malvo.
Nah, that's not him.
That's not him? Okay.
Uh-uh. Malvo's the older guy, right?
I thought Malvo was the young guy.
Okay, that's neither one of them.
Okay. Okay. One thing that happened that took the world by storm was the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah. It still is.
Yeah. A lot of people got the Stanley Cups. You got one?
I've always had a Stanley Cup before was Stanley.
You got the fluorescent color, though?
No.
That was marketing genius.
It was.
Marketing genius to make it soft colors.
You know how many fake ones are out there?
Yeah.
What do you call fake?
Like, you go and find it for $25.
It's Stanley?
It's not actually.
It'll say Stanley.
You mean fake Stanley. Okay,
really?
Yeah. Like, I thought you meant like this right here is one of the brands that make
Thermo?
I think they call it like Ozark or something like that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This shit right here. So I put tea in here. If I leave this tea sit for like a day and a half, it'll still be hot.
Yeah.
Or warm.
Yeah,
it'll still be hot.
Oh, word?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like those kind of things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's a whole lot of companies that make them cheaper. But the Stanley Jones just took off. And then they got like accessories. You could put like a thing to make it like a tabletop, and you could put just snacks in it and all kind of shit. Yeah, they got a whole bunch of shit. You can put jewelry on it and all kind of stuff.
And yours or the Stanley. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I got like a big 64-ounce one, but I got this a few years ago.
So you can't accessorize it?
No, you can, but I just don't because it wasn't all of that to me. Like, the way everybody's making it crazy right now. Like, I bought a 32-ounce by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought I purchased a 64-ounce, and it came in, and I was like, I don't want this size. So I just gave it to my sister-in-law, and she was like, thanks. And I'm like, huh? And she's like, it's a Stanley Cup.
Oh, you gave it to her recently, the craze.
No, I gave it to her back then, but she likes stuff like that.
Oh.
So I think she's just always.
She knew the.
Yeah, and then usually my brother, who's her husband, usually takes all her cups, and he was like, yo, let me borrow that. She said, if you touch my Stanley Cup. Like, that's one thing.
Well, he like a truck driver. He do construction.
No, he just likes messing with her stuff.
Oh, because that's something for, like, people that got to be away from.
Be on the go.
On the go, be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then she started sending me videos of what the Stanley Cup can do. Like, it's a floaty. Like, you could actually just sit it in the pool and it'll stay afloat.
Yeah, all cups do that with a top.
Oh, yeah, because of the.
I guess.
Science.
This water bottle does the same thing.
No.
But maybe it's
I'm
it's
talking
the
about
way
like it sits up.
Yeah, what? The water bottle might flip over a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it sits up.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stanley.
Prices and I was like, okay.
You know, I didn't anticipate us to talk about Stanley this long.
Yeah. Look, and I'm going to still go on, too. I'm like, yeah, the height of the Stanley.
Yeah, it's still up there now. And people are buying, like, all the colors, like, it's stupid. That's stupid. And then the other big thing that happened in January was the Club Shay Shay interview of Cat Williams. And
yep. It shook up the world, son.
Yeah.
After that, they tried to catch that same wave from then to now.
What do you mean they? What do you mean?
Shay Shay. Well, they trying to get those same views by having the next wild person on there or the next say whatever person on there.
Well, I see how it could look like that, but he's been doing like them interviews forever.
Yeah, but they wasn't as high.
Well, they did. Well, go ahead, Alex.
It was the celebrities wasn't as big. I know they probably, you know, hit a budget January.
So who is a bigger celebrity?
Than Cat Williams?
Steve Harvey or Cat Williams?
Steve Harvey.
He had Steve Harvey on there.
But that was after, right?
No, he had Steve Harvey on there way before.
The same setup?
Yeah, it was the same. It's Club Shay Shay.
He's
yeah.
had a few oh, okay. people on he's there had
a,
way
like,
before.
He's been doing it for a long time. It just
became popular since.
Caught on. Like, this one caught on. The Monique one caught on. It went viral. But he's been doing these interviews just like this for a long time. Like, a lot of the stuff that Cat Williams was talking about, he was talking about people that had come on.
Oh, yeah, before that.
Before
right,
that.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah. Ricky Smiley was on.
Exactly,
Who was the other one? Cedric the Entertainer was on.
Did he say something about Lil Rel, too? Because that Lil Rel one was before, wasn't it?
I don't know if he said. He might have said something about Lil Rel. But a lot of the stuff that Cat. I wanted. Was Kevin Hart on? I don't know if he had Kevin Hart on there. I think he had Cam Newton on before, but like a lot of the stuff that Cat Williams said,
yeah,
I really didn't agree with a lot of it. And a lot of the stuff got like proven fake. Well, not fake, but like kind of like a miss. You can see how one person could have one view of it and another person could have another view.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Kevin Hart just coming out of nowhere and becoming like overnight famous.
Oh, the plant.
Yeah,
and being a plant.
Yeah,
I mean, they say that about everybody. It's like the new thing. It's just like saying Vlad is the feds, you know.
Yeah, it's a simplification because Vlad don't make you say nothing.
Yeah,
he just asked the question. It's up to you to answer.
How many people say he the feds just because you know situation? So I think that was the same thing with this. I think one of the best. Probably interviews that I've saw was that Cat Williams one.
The best or most entertaining?
Both. Most entertaining.
What was the what make you think it was the best?
Because, you know, sometime when they'll interview somebody and they'll, you know, you can see them holding back.
The interviewee.
The interviewee. And I like his style of interview. He let the person just go. He'll say one thing and just go from there. So
I don't really think he a good interviewer though, because
he got a different style. He's basically he's there for the people itself,
like
to give their own views.
Yeah, but like I can tell that he has like a set of questions, and he'll ask the question, the person to give whatever answer. Now it might be something in that answer that he can ask a follow up question.
Yeah,
but or respond, but he don't.
Yeah.
He'd be like, interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now it says here, back in 1972, you and Michelle, you guys started trade school together.
Who's Michelle?
My Michelle. You ever seen that video?
No.
You didn't see the video?
For real?
No.
You didn't see his
Do you know what video we're talking about?
Let me see if it's on the if it's on the list.
Y'all didn't hear me on the mic. I was like
it's not on the list.
What does that mean?
I didn't know what the hell y'all was talking about.
No, I think it is on the list in September. It came out in September, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So we'll get to it.
So we go, yeah, you
so
have
maybe
to play
when I
that.
See it. Okay, so yeah. Maybe when
for,
I see it
for
then.
September.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, that happened in January, the Cat Williams interview. In February, it was so the Monique interview happened in February, where she talked about a whole bunch of
yeah
stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't even really remember her interview too much. You?
No.
Who did she talk about? Cat Williams in it. No, I mean she kept Kevin Hart.
You know what? That was after. Wasn't that after the Netflix situation?
This is way after. Yeah, Netflix happened a couple of years
but
ago.
But that's when.
But she said she got her. She got her. Interview. Yeah, and then she got the Netflix deal
after this.
Yeah. No, she didn't get the Netflix deal after this.
Didn't she have a? Didn't she have a Netflix show this year?
I thought that was last year.
Hold on, let's double check.
What, after this interview?
Huh?
No, thought she had a Netflix deal before. Nah. I mean Netflix. See what her Netflix.
They gave her an offer, but
it's the Deliverance, right?
When did that come out?
About to tell you right now.
This year, so they had that. Okay, last year.
You sure?
Possibly. Did that come out this year?
I don't remember watching that this year.
It came out last year.
Exactly. I know what I'm talking about.
You think you know? tell me, I know what I'm talking about.
So that interview happened this year. That was a big one too. That was like, that kind of made it seem like what you said though. Like, you know, back to back, he had people that were saying salacious stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that was, one was January, one was February.
What was your favorite one?
Favorite of him?
Yeah. Most entertaining, let's say that.
I watched all of, did I watch? Well, I watched half and I listened to the other half of the Cat Williams interview.
That was 3 hours.
Yeah, it was
right?
3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think I went through all of it though.
I did.
Because around the end, I could tell he was like just saying wild stuff to say wild stuff.
Yeah.
Once
he brought up Luda, I was like,
yeah, he did bring up Luda.
I'm out.
Yeah, talking about he got a funny looking wife.
He got a funny looking wife, and he was like, yeah, you know, at the parties, you know, they wanted us to do stuff, but I didn't. Yeah, and yeah, then yeah, one person chose it, and they was going to get a franchise for 10 movies. And I'm like, one, that's not even his franchise. Two, he wasn't in all 10. Do your homework.
Oh, yeah, he was alluding to Luda, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't
even in all 10.
Was he in the first one?
Nope.
Which one did he start? The third one?
He came in the second one. He wasn't in the third one. He was back in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. Mm. And 10. You add all that up.
That don't equal to 10.
It ain't 10. Well, and so if they do two more,
then it's
well, technically, Williams. Part 10 is having a part two of that. Not, oh, it's my technically gosh. Not 11. But
I'm trying to think of the last
yeah,
one.
I need him to have 10 for his thing to be to plausible. Be
yeah. Yeah.
Because he don't have 10.
So that,
I'm just saying.
Also in February, Usher had a big year last year because of his residency. And that led up to him being a Super Bowl performer in February.
No, I'm not huffing and puffing to Usher's at all.
Why did you sigh?
The BET performance that they did for Usher.
Oh, I didn't really see that. Was that this year?
I didn't see it either.
Yeah.
They said he picked the women, though.
Did he?
Yeah, that's what I read. He picked the women. Because
I didn't see that anywhere.
Yeah, I think he picked the women.
And
it was
Childish Gambino was singing.
He started out, he did.
Yeah, he had sandals on.
That's his style.
I like his
with some linen pants.
I like his Atlanta style. I don't like his.
Yeah, that was style. That was not okay.
His Atlanta style on coming on the show.
Yeah, I like
slack. That shit slack.
I like that style compared to that freaking. You know.
Yeah, what he wore it was.
You
not,
didn't like it.
It so, didn't so look much like
for people expressing themselves with you two. Jesus Christ.
No.
Yes.
I never really have an opinion.
Oh, you got one now.
When I do. I think it's for a good reason.
Whose song was it? Whose song on that?
Keke Palmer.
Okay.
Now, I love Keke, and I love her music, but I didn't enjoy her specifically singing the Usher songs. Because I feel like it didn't compliment her voice.
Maybe he picked Keke because of the whole controversy.
Probably.
So what about this...
What?
Alicia Keys thing.
Yeah, what is that? Do I live under a rock?
So, he did the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Alicia Keys performed with her.
Yeah, that.
And then it was big because in a part of it, he like came behind her.
And then hugged her. Yeah, like, my boo.
It was like real mm-hmm. sensual.
Yeah, it was a real work husband-y.
Yeah. But the picture looks worse than it really is. on Alicia's part, because when he did it, she kind of got away from him real quick.
Yeah, it happened in a second.
Because he's Mr. Steal Your Girlfriend. No, is that Trey Songz?
That's Trey.
Oh, my bad.
I'll be like, yeah.
And then it was Krishan, her and Blueface. Okay. I'm glad they got, I haven't seen them in a while, and I just saw her, like, a video came up of her, like, at a, like, one of them jumping places or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's because Blueface is in jail.
She was in jail, too.
No, but you're not going to see too much of them.
Yeah, but I'm saying, either with her out of jail, when he was in jail, she would be doing dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, since she's been out of jail and got back out, you haven't really seen none of the crazy stuff. I think she like trying to turn her life around or whatever. But
I hope so, because I saw a picture of her before Blueface. That girl was gorgeous.
Yeah, she was.
She still is, but she still ain't had no tooth though.
No, she had a tooth.
He didn't knock it out.
No, he didn't knock it out. But it got knocked out while she's been with him.
Oh, so yeah. Blame that on him.
I didn't blame it on him.
She got a tooth with his face on it.
Oh, what? Oh, for real?
Yeah,
I thought it was her cheek.
No, she had the tooth before the cheek. She had like a little
prosthetic.
Yeah,
what they call it?
Little put in joint.
False tooth.
The false.
Yeah, I need her to go back to who she was before him, because
maybe
she
not.
Probably was worse.
Yeah,
you know, you see her sister.
Hmm?
Yeah, the whole family.
The
her
whole
dad.
Family is.
You know, he know up. He watched the show.
I know, Baddies.
That's Baddies?
Yes.
What was the show with him and her though? That was Baddies too.
That was Blueface.
Blueface Crips again?
What? I hate that show. That show was trash.
What was the show with where he knocked out her daddy?
What?
Yeah,
I didn't like the show, but oh. I did see that all over.
We know you saw it.
Yeah, that was.
I just listened to the first episode that I did with y'all, and he had brought up Baddies, and I had told, and you was like, oh, you really watched that? And I was like, yeah, that's his guilty pleasure. And you was like, man, don't tell nobody that. And then we ended up doing
guilty pleasures.
Who you told?
Huh?
Who you told that?
No, I was listening to the first episode that I joined.
Don't tell nobody.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wow, how it comes back.
You know.
And you was like, so, you was like, so what you be watching on Baddies? What be happening on Baddies?
On Baddies.
And then yeah. L's like, yeah, so he's just so excited to talk about
that
it.
That is entertaining.
And you like, yeah.
It's entertaining.
Then Shannon Sharp jumping out that truck in that outfit.
It was crazy.
He got a mean stance.
He got a walk, stand, all of that. Better than Megan Thee Stallion.
No.
I'm telling you. He came out. He was
better than Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, he was flamboyant. I'm telling you, man. It was
a girl that like imitated it. And I think it was a girl, a woman or whatever, imitated like the thing he said, the walk, everything. That shit was funny.
What's that guy that football player that got that show that does all the.
Talking about Lou?
That's his name?
Lou.
He did it. You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe it was him I saw.
And he was funny.
Yeah.
He had the bag and all.
Mm-hmm.
Where we at? March?
Yeah, and then in March, you know, that was the first time. I think that's when Diddy House got raided.
Yeah.
In March.
The first raid.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. I guess that's, I guess these are the cops going to his house.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he got raided twice.
No, he only got raided once.
So what about when he got, that was all the way in March?
Yeah. So he got, his house got raided. In March, he was out, and that's when they were talking about they found all this stuff, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that was
yeah, because like that at that interview, I want to say
that kicked off everything.
Nah, it didn't. People say that, but really, because he got in trouble the year before.
Did he?
Yeah, that's when the lawsuit came out that Cassie did. It came out the year before. And he settled with her, and that's kind of what started
the
everything.
The thing with Cassie came out in 23?
Yeah.
Probably yep. The end of, like,
it had to be, because we was all talking about it.
November.
If you look up whenever that law went out, the law went out in, like, well, she tried to sue him in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't budge. And then that's when the law was about to go out, around, uh-huh. I think I'm going to say, like, November.
Had to be November.
October,
yeah.
November. Mm. Yeah. And that's when he settled real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, he did that quick fast.
Yeah, he's that, you know what I'm saying? That happened real quick. Like the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
to keep it quiet, and then you know,
I didn't realize it had happened that time. I thought it happened at the beginning of this year.
Nah, it wasn't, and that's why, like, when a lot of people say like Cat Williams did blah 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 blah, Cat Williams did that. He all he did was look at the news and social media and stuff, and was talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Then along with that, the Dan Snyder thing was happening with Nickelodeon. Did you watch that?
I sure did.
Yeah, that was a.
It was weird.
The crazy thing about it, though, they never got Dan for really doing nothing. He just did some weird stuff.
Yep. Yeah. He had them doing weird stuff on the show.
On the show.
But he particularly, like, he didn't touch a child.
So far that we know.
So far.
Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't
But
get
there
no
was one.
No, it was one guy that did.
Yeah.
His friend.
He did it to
the boy,
Drake.
Drake. Yeah, Drake from Josh and Drake, whatever that show is. And he turned out, and I think he kind of messed that boy up because he got in trouble.
He did. He got in trouble so much.
Yeah.
And then he even had his own,
That's what I'm talking about, him getting in trouble
rape
for.
Rape case type
thing. Yeah, messing with somebody underage or something like that. Yeah. But I think that was like the start of it for him. But,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And then another thing that kind of went viral was the dude in that dress, in that outfit. That was an unk outfit. I don't care what nobody says.
It was an unk outfit when you look at it now, but if you just see him walking around the street.
Oh, no, I see that's an unk outfit. He too matchy-matchy.
I guess so.
Carolina blue polo shirt with the Carolina blue
You know where was he from? Was he from the Carolinas?
Nah, it was like St. Louis or some shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah, like Midwest or something.
Not an unk.
Because it couldn't have been Carolinas because he was leaving the Whataburger.
Oh, okay.
And we just got one in like Greenville or something like that. So it ain't too many Whataburgers around here.
Okay.
Yeah, especially back then. I think one opened at Columbia recently. But yeah, people was calling him. But that was an unk outfit. But the dude, he got a deal with like LRG.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he got invited to like, hold up. Maybe it's not St. Louis. Maybe it was like Memphis or something like that.
Okay.
Because he got invited to some basketball. It was wherever he lives, they got like a basketball team, and he got to go to like some basketball games and stuff.
That's crazy because he didn't go viral for his damn outfit. He went viral for the girls.
What they
said.
Yeah. That's crazy. He was like, what, this ain't cool or something, he said. Yeah. And they was like, no, it ain't, girl. And then they found the girls and was going in on the girls. Yeah. April.
Is that Omarion? No, that's Quavo.
That's Quavo and Chris Brown. See, and that's the thing. See, I thought they had their beef earlier. Before I thought they had their beef. No, later. Because they were beefing, and then, you know, in May, it was some more beefs or whatever. It was an earthquake. Where was that earthquake?
It looked like Ohio, Montana, or something.
Yeah. It might be another country.
We can't go by this picture too much because something might be off a little.
No, it was in Jersey, y'all.
That was in
Jersey.
Yeah,
in New York, the whole Jersey.
Yeah, because I remember everybody in New York was like, "It was earthquake."
Yeah, okay. It was. Yep.
4.8. Okay. Yep. Then the eclipse.
It's moving and shaking.
Yeah, Californians, they were like, "Welcome to our world.
Mm-hmm.
Sit your asses down."
Yeah, that eclipse. That was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all look at it?
Yeah, I looked at it.
Matter of fact, that happened on a Saturday, and I had went to Why Not Wings while it was going on.
Nah, I happened during school.
You sure?
Yeah, because they gave out little glasses.
Maybe it was
to
a
all,
maybe
all
it was a Friday
and shit. They gave the glasses out to the kids.
Maybe it was a Friday then.
They gave the glasses out to the kids,
uh-huh,
but didn't allow the kids to go outside to watch it.
Oh wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I know. Whatever day it was, I know I went to Why Not Wings, but it really didn't. It really wasn't dark outside.
Mm-mm.
No,
because it was going like, I think here it was between like 2 and 3.
Yeah, it was school.
No, yeah, under the like school hours. The few states and then the other countries that could actually, that was like right underneath, it got dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that happened in the whole man versus bear.
I don't remember that one.
So it was a thing where a woman was like, if she was caught out in the woods, she would rather be confronted by a bear than a man.
Yeah, that was the stupidest thing I've heard. Yeah.
Why you think that's not? I don't know.
Okay, give me your reasoning.
You know it's going to be crazy now, right?
Nah, it might not be.
Well, a man can like kidnap her and
that's her reason. That's her
have
reason.
A way
yeah,
with
yeah.
Over and over and over again. A bear, you know, she might persuade him to run off.
So that was exactly her reasoning.
Of course. And
that was
the reason. It depends on the bear.
That was the reasoning of a whole lot of women. And so it took, on social media, it was like, you know, woman, man versus bear, bear. You know what I'm saying? It was a whole big old thing on social media.
Yeah.
Niggas was mad.
Why?
Because it's like, you would pick a bear over me. They took it super personal and not, you know, took the whole.
It's just like, it's not about y'all.
Yeah, yeah. So when stuff was happening to women in the news after that, you'll see in the comments, you're like, call a damn bear. Yeah, niggas was mad. Like, but you picked the bear, though. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So.
Shit, I would have picked the bear, too.
Yeah. No, I don't think I would have picked the bear.
Like a Charles Manson or something locked in a room.
See, that makes sense. But I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But I can possibly persuade a man or even hurt a man.
That's what you think. I'm telling you. Well, you could probably hurt a man. Yeah, you're right.
I can hurt a man physically quicker than a bear.
Probably.
If I have the opportunity.
But it was a video of a woman. She was like running on like a mountain trail or whatever. And she had came around the curve and it was a bear. And you know, guys in the comments, that's what you pick. You know? And it was white, dude, because that came from white social media or whatever.
Okay.
Not white social media.
It did. That came from white social media.
That's why I didn't see it.
So that was April. May. What is this dress? Is that Cardi B? Who is that in that dress?
Let me see.
Is that
I want to say
Kardashian?
Yeah, I want to say that's Kim.
Maybe so. Okay, that don't matter.
Skip.
And then it was the teacher.
Oh yeah, getting his hair braided.
Yeah. What you think about that?
I thought about that like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, for real?
You know, I've been letting my hair rest and not getting it braided up and leaving it out. So while I'm at school, you know, the kids, book me. I'm like, mm-mm. Even though, you know, I could use another hairdresser, but that's not going to happen.
That's wild. That's wild. You, as the man that you are, the stuff that you pause on, talking about you need a hairdresser.
Yeah. I mean, that's an unpausable moment.
It's not unpausable.
Us men go to beauty salons. We
who is we? Done.
Hey, Fillmore Slim. Go back to the pimping days, baby.
That's not a beauty salon.
Yes, it is.
That's not a salon. That's the nail salon. That's totally different than the beauty salon.
Beauty parlor?
You go to the beauty parlor? That's where you going to get your hair done.
I used to. But I mean, what do they call
it now? Don't worry about it, huh?
What do they call it now?
You going to the beauty salon. Go ahead, big dog.
It's just a beauty salon if you're going to get your hair done and stuff. Yeah. Like, if they do hair and then like nails and stuff, it's a beauty salon. But if it's just nails, it's nail salon.
I'm just trying to I'm trying to get you back from earlier. That's all. Beauty salon.
That was a far reach, though. You reached, it's not you a reach. All the way across the state.
Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. How would you feel about your man going to get beautified?
I mean, go ahead. We have a you female.
You come in here. We have a woman. You come in here with your
you know what I'm about to say, right?
What?
Don't you say it. Don't you
the B word?
Say it. We got a broad.
Oh yeah, bro.
You thought I was gonna say the other B word.
Did you see my face, Shane?
You like, nah, you know,
you're like, I know he ain't about to
damn,
say
this
that.
Nigga wildin'. He really trying to make a point. Go right at have at it.
No, not that B. BR, not BI.
Yeah, you can say broad. Broad is funny.
He better not call me no damn broad.
You don't like that? That's crazy.
No, don't call me. Do not call me a broad.
That's a real
word. Unless I'm getting on your nerves. Sit down, you dumb broad.
Yeah, these broads.
The only time you can use it.
Yeah, you sound like somebody from Staten Island that liked.
That's how they
do. Shout out to Sopranos.
That like the Jets.
Sit down, you dumb broad. Yeah. I got a Staten Islander that lives within me. Her name is Carol. Oh,
okay, we got a new one.
There's a new one.
Raylene. Where's Raylene from?
She's from New York.
Hackensack?
I told you she's from the city.
Jersey. Oh, she's from the city.
Yes.
Hell's Kitchen?
No.
What part of the city?
She's thinking. Look at her face.
Why? No, because he's trying to. I know why he keeps asking. Because he be like, you're Raylene.
Yeah, Raylene. We got Carol.
Carol. Carol is like.
She oddly spells it with a K.
No, Carol spells it with a C. Don't play with me.
Carol.
Don't try me like that. Okay. All right, B. Be easy. Okay.
Be easy.
Carol spelled it with two R's.
No, it's just C A R O L. Carol. Look, like she's carolers.
Like she's
Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carol. Okay, we got Carol. Raylene.
Yes, Carol's from she's just from New York. A lot of people don't know about Carol, but Carol will sit your ass down with her words.
She's from Sicily.
She calls managers.
She's Sicilian?
No.
What part of Italy is she from?
She's not from Italy. Say I was from Italy?
Oh, Staten Island.
This is getting weird.
You really think you're talking to her?
Yeah. So the guy with the braids, that happened.
Yeah.
And then at this one, it's got to be the biggest rap battle ever. What do y'all say?
Biggest in worldwide, listening to it and caring about it, yeah. But biggest in hip hop?
Nah.
What would be bigger?
The big one, Pac and Biggie.
There was no beef.
I mean, that's considered a beef.
It was fake
beef. They made songs about each other.
No, they did not. What song did Biggie make about Pac?
If it had two kids, it'd probably be Tupac's.
That was about Pac. Faith. That was a diss to Faith. If Faith have twins, she probably have Tupac's.
Yeah,
that's a diss to Faith. Name me a song Biggie did about Tupac.
I will come up with one because I guarantee it wasn't a song. It was a freestyle.
Give me a freestyle.
At those times, that's where you catch mixtape. That's when they talking all the shit.
Well,
not the regular songs.
I'm pretty sure you still got a cassette player because that's the only thing you're going to find it on is a cassette. You're going to be back there like somebody on Spider-Man trying to damn figure out.
Nope. I guarantee YouTube got something. Go ahead. Keep on talking.
They tried to say that Who Shot You was about.
It definitely wasn't about him, though.
Okay. Well, there you go.
No, you tried to get me to say that one.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that ain't it.
But I don't know. I think it's the biggest beef. Like, because it's still going on now.
I think it's bigger because
and they got social media behind it.
That's why. That's exactly why.
The younger generation is dragging it too.
All generations is.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. They play like
sports shows.
Sports shows,
and shit.
Yeah. Mm. Bands playing it and. You couldn't go nowhere. Go nowhere.
As soon as They Not Like Us came out,
it's on T-shirt. It's everywhere.
Yep. You're right.
It's everywhere.
Oh, Lord.
That's the only reason I think it's the biggest one. Because the platform is bigger now.
It is, but the songs were better on both sides. Like,
yeah, this is true. Because you remember when Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj had their little fake 15 minutes of beef. It could have been good, but their songs, yeah, it didn't hit.
So where are we at?
Black Friday, though.
Whose song was that? Lil' Kim?
Lil' Kim. Mm,
you would.
I actually did like that one. So, nah, she was just straight. You mean? Oh my god, damn!
So where will we be at?
No.
With the Jay-Z and Nas thing.
Nah.
That's not a beef.
It's a beef, but
it was a beef. But it ended
too amicably.
I think it had a big platform, like the one has now.
Nah, it did.
It was on the radio. Like it might have.
Yeah, all of them were on the radio.
No, I mean like. When they dropped that shit that night, they played it 6 times in a row that night.
Yeah, but I mean, they played it 6 times in a row in New York.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was,
but they didn't play it 6 times in a row everywhere.
Yeah, I'm just saying it had the potential to be as big as that.
I think it definitely had the potential. It just didn't make it.
It didn't because the songs weren't clean enough.
Yeah.
Now they don't care. Like you would hear Not Like Us every hour.
Sensory don't exist anymore.
Yeah, so we had to we had to categorize.
Like I don't remember hearing Take Over either on the radio.
Yeah, they played it all the time. They even played it down here.
Yeah, like I don't remember.
Super Ugly they played down here. I remember one time the radio, something happened with the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
It was late at night.
They was playing the dirty version?
Nah, they played it. It had a loop on it.
Of Super Ugly?
Yeah.
Oh.
Over and over. Like, I think it was like a holiday night or something like that. It was crazy.
The clean version or just the dirty version?
I guess clean version. But it was over and over.
I do remember hearing Super Ugly, but they would only play like half of it.
Hmm?
They wouldn't play it like after the beat changed most of the time.
Super Ugly.
But I still don't think that beef is as big.
Yeah, that's none of them are as big because of the platforms that's out now. That reaches a lot more broader than
but I don't think,
back in the day.
Like, I don't think either or any of the songs Jay did is as good as Family Matters, Euphoria. What's the song? Drake's song was Family Matters, right?
Family Matters.
I don't think, or Not Like Us. I don't think either one of those songs are better than those three songs.
We might be saying that because it's going on now, but give it another 10 years or see.
It's going to be two more.
If it could stick around as long.
It's going to be somebody else.
Will it hold the weights the same, 10 years from now?
Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know about those Drake songs, but they're Not Like Us. That's just going to be around. That's going to be playing a stage.
Yeah, that will be. That will be. And that ain't even the best song out of all of them. Euphoria better than that.
Yeah, when they...
They're Not Like Us is just the catchiest.
Yeah, more catchy.
Yeah, for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I hope that ain't a flying roach.
Ladybug.
Okay, good job. Ain't nothing more embarrassing than a water bug or a roach being in your house and shit. Like, ugh.
That's a nasty nigga that live here.
I did see you looking on the wall. I was like, what he looking at?
No, well, I was looking up. It was flying. You got a flying roach. Your house real nasty. In June, the Boston Celtics won the thing. Mm-hmm. They had a debate, Trump and Biden?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and that's the one that they sat Biden down for. Yeah, that's when they switched.
Yeah, and Trump was just like, I don't even know what he just said this whole time. Yeah. Like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, the pop the balloon thing happened in June with the guy that and people started clowning him and said he looked like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, he did. The Hawk 2 girl.
Hawk I don't tour. Know why people be going on that pop the balloon.
Hawk 2.
Let me just go. I interviewed a girl that went on there.
Oh, how was that for her? Did she get popped?
She did. Well, she was a... One in the row. It was like a group of girls.
Oh, okay. She was one that popped the balloon.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think she got popped before too. But she said it was cool. They're filming in Arizona. And it's a guy and so the lady that hosts, her and her husband, like put it together. Mm-hmm. Like it's a whole bunch of copycats, but some people like she told me like two of the people that were there, one of the women, I wanna say she didn't pick the guy, whatever. Or no, they did pick each other, and they were like still communicating. But like, the guy like lived in L.A. She lived in like Minnesota or something, or Wisconsin or whatever. But they were still like communicating. And she was like, she made like a couple. She was cool with a couple girls while she was there, whatever. So,
Okay.
It is what it is. But that one went real big. And then the Hawk Tour girl. We did a story about her last week.
Yep.
About her doing the rug pull.
Yeah.
She did they find her? Scammer of the week.
Did they find her? Like she ain't came back out, has it?
Her show ain't came back out yet.
No, she's just not filming. She's not running. She's just not putting nothing out because she has to work. She's working with her lawyers and stuff.
Oh, for the crypto thing.
Yep.
So
she's like, we're trying to figure out what happened, girl. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Then in July was the Olympics. what?
That lady in the Olympics. The break dancer.
Yeah, that break dancer lady.
That was terrible.
I heard somewhere that they said it's a video of her doing break dancing. She really can break dance.
Yeah, they say she can. They said, I think she wasn't prepared and kind of made this up along the way, but this shit was like,
Yeah, it looked.
It was so secondhand embarrassment.
Secondhand embarrassment. I was only embarrassed for, like, the culture maybe because I knew, like, well, I figured, like, they probably won't bring break.
Yeah, that's why that's what the embarrassment was. Like, oh, my gosh, they really got this going on.
Yeah, it's not going to come back.
Yeah, it's not because the next Olympics is going to be in L.A., and they said they're not going to have it in L.A.
That would have been hard.
Yep.
That would have been it.
But the thing with her was that her and her husband, they are basically the, like, you got committees over certain sports or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her and her husband are basically over the committee of the breakdancing.
Of the whole thing.
In Australia.
Oh.
Yeah, and they basically just put her in it for Australia.
Okay.
So it ain't like she actually earned her spot there. So But she is like a breakdancing instructor. She teaches at like a university or some shit I read. But
man, I was looking.
Yeah, I found out, I'm like, they had breakdancing in the Olympics?
Yeah, this was the first
year. This is crazy.
I was looking for so many people.
Then I saw the video. I said, it's never coming back after this. That's crazy.
That's over.
You said what?
I said I was looking for so many people that should have been on there. Like a guy named Junior. He should have definitely been on there.
Bro.
What?
That just sounds funny as fuck.
Nah, the guy's name was Junior.
But like, it could have been like Junior Hernandez or something like that.
Nah, they just B-Boy Junior. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just like, I know a guy named Pablo. Shit. This nigga I know named Leland.
They should have had my man Leroy on there.
Yeah, yeah, son.
I got you.
Then the guy that plays second in the shooting competition. The nigga, he had no special gun, no glasses on or nothing. The nigga just came out with shooting.
One hand
shooting.
All behind the back.
Yeah, and then Donald Trump got shot in the ear.
Did he?
In July.
Yeah,
in July.
Did he?
Came back in.
Yeah, exactly. Did Could've he? Been glad. Mm-hmm. And like, it, well, I played the whole skill song, but he was like, his ear healed up real fast.
It did.
Yeah. The people was having the going to the rallies with the patch on the ear. It was a whole bunch of shit, man. In August,
that was right around the corner, man.
Yeah, the gold medal, the men's and women's basketball team won gold medals.
Yeah.
What happened with Nelly in August?
USA was taking it by storm.
Mm-hmm. Did Nelly go to jail or something? He got locked up. Drunk? He was drunk.
Drunk driving. That's drunk. What it was. Yeah, he got a DUI.
Yeah. They go little Woody.
Yeah, I was gonna save him for last.
Oh shit.
Simone Biles. Who was this fat lady?
Couldn't tell you. That's like social media or something.
I remember her face, but I can't remember who she was. Somebody email us. Y'all looking at the calendar. Yeah, Simone Biles, she won a whole bunch in then Woody. They made this snitch. What happened? Something fell?
I don't know.
They made this snitch famous.
Yeah. I don't have nothing to say about that.
They made him famous for the stuff he was saying in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Then when he gets out, they put him on all these 20v1 shows and.
I don't know what to say. I don't know the full details of the case to call him a snitch. I don't know. That's all I gotta say. I don't know if he was snitching. He is famous for his antics. He's famous for his antics. Mm-hmm. But everybody's saying snitch, but, you know, people drop that snitch word on anything. Like,
yes.
You know, like, damn.
Yes, they do.
I stumped my toe at B House. Man, why you snitching on B?
Oh, yeah, they do, you put know? It on. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know the details of it.
September. That's when Diddy. So did the video come out in September? Cause I remember him doing
that's probably an apology video.
So yeah, he apologized after the video came out. Cause before he had made a post saying I didn't do it, whatever, I'm innocent, whatever. Then the video came out. Then he made a apology video.
Yeah, I think that's the picture from the apology video.
Yeah, so the video must be came out in it had to come out in September or August.
It had to come out, yeah.
Cause that's a picture from the apology video.
Yeah, that is.
So he must be got arrested in September too. Then. Cause a little while after that, that's when he got arrested. Cause then they got a picture of the baby oil.
Well, when the video came out, he didn't get in trouble for it.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But he made the apology.
Yeah. So we wouldn't be able to track back to when the video dropped.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, on this calendar.
Not on the calendar. Yeah, nah, cause that ain't on here.
Yeah, on the calendar.
Yeah. But it had to have come out in August or September.
Yeah. Like a month before or 2 months before.
Maybe a week before. Because right after the video dropped, the next day he did the apology.
He did
it like real quick after.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought he went hiding.
Nah, I want to say he did it. He did the video. Then he went into like some type of hiding.
Okay.
He was like going from place to place. You would see him or whatever.
Stevie J was out there bike riding.
Yeah.
In Miami.
Uh-huh. Then I guess a couple weeks later, that's when he got arrested. Went in his house and, you know, did the searches, and that's when they got the baby oil, and it was like, it was 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
Yeah. Shannon Sharp.
I know that, Johnson Johnson. When I smell well, Johnson we'll
get
Johnson.
To it. We'll get to it. Yeah. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Kamala Harris. I guess that's when she decided to.
No, she decided to run.
When did she decide to run?
It was like, I want to say the end of June, middle of July-ish.
Okay, so back.
Around that area.
Okay. Well, back yeah. after that debate with them two.
Yeah, maybe even August, but it was definitely the summertime when they decided. They said it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And then that's when also when Donald Trump fell for something that was on social media, a little lie about Haitian immigrants eating the dogs and the cats.
Eating the cats.
Yeah. This lady, I don't know who this, I forgot who this white lady is. She killed somebody.
Yep.
She in jail. She killed some.
Yep, she did it.
She killed somebody.
Is that Cardi?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cardi. I don't care.
Indeed. I hate that saying.
And did.
I hate that.
Because after we leave here, Angry Chicken.
And will.
Do I like it? And do.
Hey, I'm telling you, them damn teenage girls, man.
That's how they talk. They talk in social media.
Oh yeah, you gotta hear that all the time. Oh mm-hmm. my gosh. And then
I don't know if I could take it, cause I don't like, I can probably take it more from teens though.
Yeah, than adults.
Cause it's adults that talk in social media. Talk.
Oh yeah. Gosh.
Those are just as bad.
I can't have conversations with them.
You ate. It's cool, you know, from time to time, but It's giving hungry.
It's giving broke.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's giving.
Yeah.
I guess you could go back to the
slang.
Slang episode top five.
Yeah, and L had a L's top five.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is, the first time I heard that was last year on this girl did it, but her and her child's father, they made like a little spoof video that I don't think they're really together, but they just made fun of each other in the video mm-hmm. together. Like he was, his son dressed like a clown and he was like, "What are you doing?" He said, "I dressed like you for Halloween." And he was like, "Yo, you really put that on him?" And she was like, "Mm-hmm, and did, clown ass." But they were.
I think I saw that.
But they did it together. Yeah, like, yeah.
Did they get like backlash?
Yeah, it was like, no, people thought they were serious. And it was just like, why would he have the camera in his phone and then post it? Like,
you could tell they would,
because she was laughing half the time, like fake smiling. She was like, "And did, clown ass." Mm-hmm.
So Cardi B is the one that made that?
I thought she was, no, that was my first, the first time I heard "And did" was that girl.
No, I don't think Cardi B made
Cardi
that.
Cardi B ain't no. make up no
people
"And
say did." "And
people
did" a long
said,
time
yeah.
ago. I don't know what Cardi B up here for.
Okay. Well,
probably because that whole her and Offset, and then she slept with homeboy or somebody while she was pregnant or whatever.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Offset had made a tweet about you be sleeping with such and such and such, and her yeah. reply was "and did." That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. So you don't know about Mama Shell? You don't know about why Shannon Sharp is on here?
Nah, I don't.
Okay. We about to let you play it.
Oh Lord.
Hold on.
I thought this was the.
I'm gonna take down my glass.
Michelle, what's your last name? Johnson?
Oh, that's the one.
That's a spoof.
That's a spoof. I know what you're talking about
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Okay, this is when he was apologizing.
That's when he was apologizing
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
That's my Michelle.
So, do you think it was real?
Yes.
I mean, hold on.
Do you think the leak was accident?
Do you think it was set up?
I don't know.
Explain it to people what it is, because they might not get it.
They know. But it was Shannon Sharp allegedly goes live on Instagram while he's having sex with a woman named Michelle. And we
Why
know
you
that.
Have to keep saying her name?
Because he said it. At one point, this nigga was like, mm-hmm. He had an old man shit talking. He's like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna put the dick up in you. And I was like, God damn. Hey.
No, then he started growling. He was like,
ladies, email us djplayshow@gmail.com. Do you like to growl? It's that one porn dude. Wesley with the bald Pipes. Head. Not Wesley Pipes.
I was about to say Wesley.
Nah, it ain't Wesley. It's another dude. And he holler. He make a lot of noise when he coming. Y'all know it's from back in the olden days.
Is he light skin?
Nah, he dark skin. Oh. Bald head, big tall nigga.
Oh, Lex Steele.
Real big thing. Yeah. You got a real big thing.
I couldn't tell you.
You could. You
couldn't
seen it.
Tell you.
Lex don't have, I don't.
Yeah, he do make noise.
He got an arm. Oh, that dude.
He be with all the white girls.
He be a white, black, it don't matter.
Yeah.
I've seen him before.
With the black glasses.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
With the bald head?
Shades. Oh,
no. Oh, no, he's not talking about him.
No?
No, it's not him.
This the guy, he got a bald, and he make a lot of noise.
I thought you were talking about that Shane something. But no, he's like light skin, brown skinish.
Oh. Nah, he met that dude you talking about make a lot of noise? He holler like that? Sometimes. It's only one dude that holler like that.
Yeah.
Every time. That nigga make it. Like that gotta make the woman turn him off or something. I don't know.
I can't believe you asked me if his thing was big.
Shit, nigga.
I can't believe you asked me that though. Like,
no, I told you.
Yeah. Pause.
That's the describing thing.
Pause.
In October.
We just gonna skip over that, y'all. Let's continue.
What? Oh,
it all goes back to the truck driver.
I missed it.
Waving you on.
No, it wasn't the truck driver. He was in a car.
He's in the car.
He's the truck driver.
Well, we get it. He waved at you.
Dwayne Wade.
All.
Did y'all see Dwayne Wade's
the busk?
Bust. Yeah. Well, no, it was on the bus. It was a whole statue.
Statue. Yeah.
It
was
a
whole statue. That was funny as hell.
Yeah. The video of him. I think it was him and his
Wait,
other
that's,
son.
That's an actual Dwayne Wade statue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They say it looked better like from a different angle, but
yeah, when they revealed it and the son looked at him or something,
yeah, he was like, oh,
he was like, laughing. At
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Young Thug got out of jail in October
with his ramen noodles hair.
Mm-hmm. That's not Thug. No, that's
no. That's wrong Dirt. Person. Yeah,
Dirt got locked up.
Yeah.
What happened with Chase? Something happened with Chase in October.
Who's Chase?
Chase Bank. You see the Chase symbol?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see that. He probably gave some money away or something.
I can't remember. Email us djblaze@gmail.com. And then LeBron and Bronny James play together. First father-son duo in the NBA.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Now sit down. Let me finish.
Oh, JP Morgan Chase settles.
Oh, yeah.
They had to pay $151 million out.
For overdraft fees?
Settlement and stuff. Yeah. For misleading disclosures to brokerage customers.
Oh, I ain't got no brokerage. And in November, the election.
Mm-hmm.
We know the outcome of that.
Yep.
And then hold up. When did Kendrick and Drake album when did Kendrick album drop? It dropped in November.
I thought it did because that's when everybody started talking about condiments, and then they like Drake is
okay.
He writing about ketchup now because you remember mustard.
Oh, and then in December, this was a weak one because I think that little boy is the boy that was with Finesse two times, and he been going at Finesse a little while.
Oh, they going crazy right now.
Yeah, that's the little boy. That's him. Okay,
Lil King.
Okay, and then now a lot of people talking about Travis Hunt and his girlfriend because it started
his fiance.
Oh, okay, yeah, fiance. It started out because he said that. She said that when they first met, he wasn't her type.
No.
And
then she went on the NBA players' Instagram and left a heart eyes emoji and like a smiley face or something.
Was it real
recently?
Yeah, was it real?
Yes, it was real. It was her commenting, and then Bow Wow recently came out talking about it. Like, yo, he's like, he was talking to
Travis.
Not directly, but a video, he said his name, like, he was like, yo, we know this shit, like, men are talking to you because we experienced this, especially with money, like, don't be a dumb young nigga, like,
Bow Wow.
Please.
That man has made more money now, probably than Bow Wow has.
No, not yet.
Yes.
How much, what's his contract right now?
He bought his mama house. He bought a house in Colorado already. Like all the deals he got,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he got more money than Bow Wow right now.
Right now. I was talking about overall Bow Wow.
That kid Bow Wow.
Kid Bow Wow. His screen tours.
Who made the money?
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. He got paid.
He get you sure?
What do you mean? I can't tell.
He don't look too rich to me.
No, no. He didn't handle it right. He made and then he had his parents.
They stole so they stole his money?
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But bills had to be paid.
Okay.
What else?
We'll see. Then
but I just I think it's good that they're trying to all the guys are talking about it like they like
why y'all weren't this kid's 19 no, he's 21. Why are y'all worrying about it? Even if she do take half, he's still gonna be all right. If he take half of your money, you going back to live with your mama. So let the kid live his life and make his own mistake.
Yeah. At this point.
By the end of his career, he'll probably make like $600 million, $700 million.
And about 20 mistakes.
Probably so.
Yeah, they all do.
You know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
Well, they all don't.
Not all, but a lot.
Some.
A couple of handfuls.
Okay, there you go. That's better. There you go. Luigi. Yeah. He killed United Healthcare CEO.
Yep.
His name Brian something. I just saw a little clip of that video too today.
For the first time?
Yeah. I don't be wanting to watch no shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody love Luigi.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which is crazy. And then the Jay-Z allegations
that we just came spoke out. About last week as yeah. well.
Mm-hmm. They came out and now they kinda dying down.
But he did that shit in the butt quick.
He did, but if you go to comments on certain stuff like Beyonce stuff, white people, they believe it wholeheartedly. You're going down with your nasty husband and all kind of shit like that.
Because they was mad about her Super Bowl, halftime performance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was a year. It was pretty.
It was a smooth year.
How did everyone feel about the year?
It wasn't like damn.
What was it?
2020 was chaotic. Not just the COVID, everything
else.
Yeah,
it was
on.
Nothing happened in 2020.
Okay.
What happened in 2020 in your mind that you remember?
COVID went crazy around that time.
It did, but nothing else happened though. I mean, people was dying, but.
Before it, COVID started in March.
Yeah.
That's when the lockdown
happened. The lockdown happened in March, but I heard about COVID in January when I was in Atlanta.
We talked about COVID on this show in like November.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It had started happening and already.
It was a lady in Seattle. Mm-hmm. She had went to a house party and 9 people at the house party had got sick.
Mm-hmm.
It was like maybe 30 people there and they were like, you know, we need to watch this, whatever, whatever. That was back in November. And then, you know, fast forward to March and they had to shut the whole like
that was enough to happen.
That was what people were saying. Like it was whatever it is, they was like they didn't know what it was, and how fast it's like just spread to that many people in that one place. Like somebody need to do something about it. Mm-hmm.
Kobe died in 2022.
He did die. No,
no, oh, in 2020. No.
I was thinking about this year, but yeah, he did die in 2020. Mm-hmm.
I was in the airport.
Some other
when
shit
it happened
in 2020, but. That COVID right there.
He died.
It up for the
he
whole
died in 20. January.
January or February?
January.
Okay.
I was coming from. I had just flew back from Atlanta, and like everybody was waiting for their suitcase, their luggage,
mm-hmm.
and then the news
it
broadcasted like 9/11, and everybody just froze. It was like Superman died.
I went to
it was crazy in that airport.
I went to Holy Smoking. And I had ordered some food. I was sitting at the bar. And it was like a football game that was on. And at the bottom, it came across at the bottom. And I was like, that shit just say Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
No, TMZ put it out. On the way to Holy Smoking, TMZ put it out first. And I was like, that shit can't be true. And then by the time I got to Holy Smoking,
I saw it
on the bottom. I was like, damn, that shit true for real.
So is that on your top 5 list? That's coming up?
I didn't want to
tune in to
in 2 weeks. I guess we're going to have to do this Wednesday. Happy New Year, niggas. But yeah, that is on my list. But yeah, so yeah, that did happen in 2020. I'm trying to think of what else happened before
2020?
Before March.
No, everything
shit happened. But I mean, we don't have a calendar in front of us, but COVID by itself, that summed up the whole year. If nothing else happened, COVID happened.
But I'm saying, like, before then, I know Kobe died, but I'm trying to think of something else, like, was, like, big before that.
It was too long ago. It was damn 2 years ago. Gary hit 3 years ago now.
Bro, that was 4 years ago.
Oh, where are we at?
Yeah, we're 2024.
You're about to be 5 years.
It's almost 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You said that with your chest, too. Nah, I looked at you to see if you was joking.
Nah, because you know what? I'm just how, like, you made a mistake with 2022. Mm-hmm. I was still in my head.
I got you. Yeah. Y'all feel like doing other stories?
Nah, fuck them.
Okay. All right. How about these quick hits, then?
Yeah, there we go.
We'll get some quick hits before we get out of here. I'll save the...
That's correct, right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll save the my scam of the week for next. What, for the week after next?
Yeah.
And if you heard that car crash, it is now time for quick hits. Should I talk like Carol? Carol's going to deliver quick hits today. I just want everybody to know what's going on quickly. You see how I did that there, right? Mm-hmm. So celebrity radio co-host, because he is a co-host, Charlamagne opens up a Crystal in Orangeburg, South Carolina next to HBCU. Isn't that fantastic?
Y'all know the day that I told my Family Dollar story?
Yeah.
That was the same day. Like, I was in, it happened in Orangeburg. At a Family Dollar. And that was the same time they were down there doing that.
Oh, word.
Yeah, it was on Thursday. No, I didn't go because I was working. But
you just saw it happening. You saw it being built.
Well, no, I knew he was going to be. He had said earlier in the week on the radio that he was going to be in Orangeburg opening up his Crystals on Thursday or whatever.
Yeah.
So I knew. So I was like, I got down there. I was like, oh, shit. And I looked at it. It was like, they're going to have the grand opening. It was going to be from 10 to 2.
Yeah, he said it's the first of many.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Charlamagne, but anyway.
I know, that's congratulations, black man. Next, some bad news. OG Mako dies at 32 from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
I see you.
Who are these niggas?
I see you over there, man.
So OG, he is most famous for his song, You Guessed It. So it starts like, bitch, you guessed it. Use right. Use motherfucking right.
Wow. Such artistic. Such an artistic powerhouse. He's gone too soon. We gonna miss him.
Come on, man. What do you mean?
Damn.
What do you mean?
Y'all cousin or something?
Damn, B.
Nah, he had some hits, man.
You didn't have to be so curt about it.
So on the list of like top songs.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is how you know. So it had on, this is on title. So it had You Guessed It. It had another song at 2.
F them.
Or something like that. And then at 3, it had You Guessed It Remix with 2 Chainz. The remix should not be at the number 3 best song you got. I'm sorry. But go ahead.
I would say that's a good argument right there.
That's a really good argument.
Cool. That was a good one.
Okay, B, you're so smart.
I am.
I wouldn't go that far.
No. I was valedictorian. Were you really?
Yeah. Jolly Land. Shout out to Miss Wingate, you know what I'm saying? She wouldn't let me read the valedictorian speech she wouldn't change it because it was what America means to me, and we ain't really fuck with America like that, you know what I'm saying? So,
are you serious?
Yeah, that was the speech I had to read. I was five years old.
Oh, you were 5. Oh, okay.
Now y'all heard that? Read the speech at 5 years old. Y'all fuck niggas can't do that. Couldn't do it. And some of y'all kids can't either. Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, man, you're supposed to be positive. Wow. You like positive,
I know,
baby.
Come on.
I do.
That wasn't positive.
Can I pop my shit about how smart I was at 5 years old? Knowing my own timetables and shit? Making me valedictorian at Miss Wingate, Jolly Land?
Knowing my timetables.
Yeah, my timetables. That what it was. Shout out to Miss Wingate and everybody at the center. Y'all know about the center in detail. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, and our last quick hit. The baby driver. And he's not the actual baby driver, but he was the young baby driver. Actor Hudson Meek dies at 16 after falling from a moving vehicle. So traumatic and tragic for his family.
Yeah. Who are these niggas?
I mean,
so who was he?
He was the actor. So you remember the movie Baby Driver? The main character is actually Ansel. Is that the one that got to put Ansel. The
headphones in?
Yes.
Yes.
And the gloves?
Yes. So the main actor, the older one, is Ansel Elgort.
Was Jamie Foxx in this movie?
Yes, he was. He was the bad guy.
Cat Williams.
I knew it.
Cat Williams.
Cut the shit.
He knew it.
Cut your shit.
The first Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh Lord.
Hell.
Yep.
What we listening to this week? What's something to drop?
This week's album that I checked out this week, or album you can check out this week, was Muddy Waters 2.
Mm-hmm.
It was by Redman.
The Funk Doctor Spock.
Definitely a good album to listen to. It was
Jones would love it.
He would. Jones. He definitely would. Muddy Waters 1 was the album they say saved Def Jam.
Really?
Yeah, they said Def Jam was going under. Muddy Waters came out, and it basically
30 years ago.
1996. So 40
28 years ago.
Yeah. So this is the follow-up album. How many years later? 18 years later.
Yeah. He didn't put out a whole bunch in between, though.
Yes, he did. He did. And they were cool.
Who has come out with an album that like has something to that's been real good? Like, I guess Volume 2 was good. But what's a 2 that's been good? Like, the Carter 2?
The Jay-Z? Oh,
like Muddy Waters 2. What's another 2?
Another 2. That's definitely a Jones question right there. That's a good one.
My bad. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, you got me on that real off top of my head. But this is a good album. I got probably 3 or 4 songs that I really listen to over and over. The first one is track 6, La La La, featuring Method Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this album because it had the jokey jokes, like Redman raps. Mm-hmm. You know, he talk about, you know, fat girls and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
In a jokingly way, but it also had that grittiness that Redman had back in the day.
Mm.
A lot of features. It was a good one. Track 13 was another one.
Mm-hmm.
I think this track had a sample on it that really drew me to it, or the style of his rapping. But it's called "I'm That Bitch."
I'm that bitch.
I'm that
on number 13.
I'm that.
Nah, I'm on that bullshit.
I'm on that bullshit. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that. Oh. I'm on the bullshit.
Yeah,
well,
that's
I got
two
I'm
different
that.
Words.
Yeah, I'm that bitch.
Wow,
he's very sassy.
Yeah, I was like, I knew we were an Sassy Man Apocalypse, but I didn't think it was getting that
Reggie
sassy.
Noble, I'm that bitch.
Hey, I'm about to hit y'all with Brick one of those City. Saying, not too much now.
I'm that bitch. My favorite number 13. I'm Antoine Merriweather.
And I watch Baddies.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, now see, I didn't do that.
That's what my turn.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
That's what we doing. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, go and listen to it. Muddy Waters 2, T-O-O is spelled. So you can find it all platforms. Shout out to all the people that was on it. Queen Latifah, Lords of the Undergrounds.
Stop. Don't say no more names. I feel like I need to listen to this with liniment. Lords of the Underground.
I mean, if you're it's a 2. It's, you know, it's that style from 96.
Okay.
If you're a listener.
Oh, he got A.F. Young Crockett on here.
That is so funny.
He might be the youngest person.
Nah, he did a skit of. That's another thing about this album. It had all skits. Albums don't have skits no more.
That's Redman for you, though.
And that's what it made it a good piece. I think they got probably 3.
Jesus Christ,
3
Red
music
Man.
Videos on there.
He emptied the clip on this shit.
20 tracks.
32.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Redman though.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's it for the new year.
Yep. Yep.
Well, for the old year. Nah, it's time for the new year. What we talking about? Wednesday.
Coming up Wednesday.
Because we no days off.
Wednesday. What we got, Corey?
Wednesday, we have, just please give me 5 seconds.
Oh, I guess we're going to do the
top 5.
We're going to talk about the top celebrity
deaths.
Yeah.
Deaths.
Top 5 shocking celebrity deaths.
Man, that's how we start the new year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't my fault. I was going to do superheroes, but.
Oh, we could do superpowers. Let's start it off on a good note, huh?
Catch us in January with that one.
Yeah.
They're both going to be in January.
You're right. Second week of January.
You know what, y'all? Just stay tuned because who knows? We might change our minds.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got time.
Just catch it on Wednesday. It'll be a surprise.
Well, Corey, let everybody know they can find you on social media.
They can find me at Corey Sin on Instagram. I'm sorry, my bad, y'all.
I didn't ask Carol, Raylene.
Yeah,
Carol, she was out.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, y'all could catch me on Instagram at your girl Corey Sin.
And hey, you can find me last episode.
Find me on social media at @preach_BP. You can find the show at DJ Blaze Show. High Star did send an email in. We'll read it on Wednesday's episode. But yeah, man, thank y'all for listening. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
And it's your boy L.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.